This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بقربهم السعادة والنجاة.
يا باحثا عن خير صاحب في الحياة. صحب بقربهم السعادة والنجاة. درب المعالي دربهم لم يسلكوا دربا سواه فدربهم درب دعاء درب المعالي دربهم لم
يسلكوا. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هداه ما بعد. All praise is due to Allah alone, and may His peace and blessings be upon the final and last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to your show, The Perfect Character. Today's talk will be about another aspect, another practical aspect of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the good character. This aspect is about eating. And this is something that the Muslim does every single day. Not only the Muslim, but every human on every day on average eats or drinks. So therefore, it is important for the Muslim to implement the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in regards to the food and the drink. Generally speaking, Allah Azza wa Jal allowed Muslims to eat anything they want, as long as they don't go beyond the limit. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Any food, eat and drink without spendthrifting, without exaggeration, without extravagance. Any eating and drinking within the limits that is allowed. Any food, any type of food, any type of drink, it is allowed unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited that type of food or that beverage. Anything else, it is allowed. And that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ. Say, who forbade the adornment of Allah, the beauties that Allah created? وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. And the beauty of the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that Allah azza wa jal has provided for His servants, for His creation. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to eat from any type of food. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three men came asking about the ibadah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they heard from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how the ibadah was moderate, it was not extreme, they felt that this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is forgiven, so they have to do more. One of them said, I will not eat meat. I will not eat meat. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that, he said, he who turns from my sunnah is not of me. I eat meat. So some people, when they say we don't eat meat, we think that eating meat is not Islamic or not virtuous. We tell them the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to eat from any type of food. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate the barbecued goat at some times. At other times, he would eat dry bread. When was the last time you ate dry bread? It's very hard to digest. It's very hard to chew. But the Prophet ﷺ did it. Why? Because that's what was available at that time. Whatever is available, he would eat. Whatever is not available would not wait until it becomes available. No. So that is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Many times, he would dip the bread with the vinegar and would say, what a good food it is. The vinegar, in our time, sometimes we have 2, 3, 4 different types, 4 different courses, 4 different meals, and we still complain. That's all the food that we have. Subhanallah. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Thanking Allah is a reason to increase the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people don't realize, don't appreciate this ni'mah. When was the last time you wanted to eat, but you did not have food? You wanted to eat, and you did not have food, you were unable to eat, so you were hungry. This happened lots of times to the Prophet ﷺ. The companions used to tie one stone to their stomachs, so they would reduce the pain of the hunger. And the Prophet ﷺ would tie two stones out of hunger. And he is the leader of all mankind. Why is that? It is a lesson for us that if you are hungry, that does not mean you go and you cheat. You go and steal. You go and bribe or accept bribery or deal with interest, with riba. You accept whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. So when it comes to food and drink, you could eat whatever you want. You don't limit yourself to one type of food. If you want to do that, that is your option. But don't tell the people that this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, because the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to eat from any type of food. And another thing that many people forget to implement when it comes to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it is that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, never criticized a type of food. He never said about food, oh, it's bad. Don't do that. The Prophet ﷺ never criticized a type of food. If he liked it, he would eat it. If he disliked it, he would leave it. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You like this food, eat from it. You don't like it, don't eat from it. And that's it. Don't say, oh, this is bad food. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every food is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not criticize food. Sometimes people would eat in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ and he would not eat. He would not forbid them, but he himself disliked it, so he did not eat from it. Khalid radiallahu anh, he ate the lizard in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ, the desert lizard, the big one. And when the Prophet ﷺ did not eat, the companions asked him, is it forbidden? He said, no, it's not forbidden, but I don't like it. I don't like it. So Khalid radiallahu anh ate, and the Prophet ﷺ did not tell him anything. So it is permissible. When you eat with your right hand. This is what the Prophet ﷺ told Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu anhuma. Umar, the son of Salama, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, he was eating, so the Prophet ﷺ told him, eat with your right hand and say Bismillah. That is the sunnah, to say Bismillah before you begin eating. And when you finish the food, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say Alhamdulillah. You thank Allah for this food. Without the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to get this food. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to digest this food. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to release the intoxicants and to discharge the remainings of the food that your body does not need. All that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thank Him for that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that indeed Allah is pleased with His servant when he eats, when he drinks, and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always remember to thank Allah azza wa jal. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said that if there are four things available in the food, then it will be perfect. If the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned before eating, if thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned after eating, if it was in group, you're not eating alone, you are eating with group. And the last thing is that if it was from a halal source, if this food was from halal source, if these four things were available, then this food would be perfect. When it comes to drinking, the sunnah is to drink sitting and not to drink standing. And the sunnah is not to drink directly from the bottle. Nowadays we have bottles, so you don't drink directly. You pour the water or the drink and then you drink it from the cup. And the sunnah is to drink three times. You don't breathe inside the cup. And nowadays there are scientific facts about the health, how it affects the health if you breathe in the cup, if you drink directly from the cup. So you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food and drink. You don't eat too much, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the son of Adam would never fill a pot worse than his belly. The worst thing that you could feel is filling your belly. So do not fill your belly. If you want to eat, you eat one third. And you drink one third and you leave one third for your breath. That's also another thing about food and drink. Sometimes people eat and eat and eat until they are full and they cannot move. This is not healthy. Subhanallah, how many people are entering hospitals and getting medication because of eating too much, while we have a lot of people dying from hunger in different places around the world. So food and drink is a means. Remember that. It is not an objective. You could enjoy food and drink, but it is a means to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are eating and drinking and your intention is to be stronger. So you would be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you eat or drink and you finish, then this food, you don't just only throw it or you distribute it to others. Why don't you invite people before you make the food? Once you make the food, the sunnah is to spend of the good money, not to spend of the bad money. Instead of throwing it away, I will give it to the poor people. No. If you want to attain righteousness, you spend from what you love, not from what you dislike. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the worst feasts are the feasts of the rich people, where the ones that are in need are deprived from them. So ask yourself, when was the last time you contributed, you helped poor people to eat or drink? We don't have in Islam a specific number of meals that we have to eat every single day, 2 or 3 or 4 meals. No, you eat whatever you need and you don't eat full. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, one time a man burped, he belched. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, move away with your belching. Avoid belching in front of us, because the ones that are eating fully in this life, they are the ones who will be hungry on the Day of Judgment. That does not mean you hunger yourself and you cause yourself to be hungry, to cause yourself to enter into famine. No, but you enjoy the food and you remember the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went outside in the heat of the summer, in the midday, because he could not find anything to eat. And he found Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. The three best people on earth at that time did not have food to eat. One of the companions, he saw them, so he invited them. And after they ate and drank, after they finished, the Prophet ﷺ reminded them that this is a blessing from Allah, that they will be asked about it on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, one type of food, before it they were hungry and they just ate it, and the Prophet ﷺ reminded them that they will be asked about it on the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are grateful, who appreciate the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. Sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.